Blog Talk Radio.
Getting a lot of views, and I'm getting a lot of mail from fan mail, talking about stuff like we've been looking for it for so long. I don't know what happened. Where did you go? You should have blown up to even bigger than what you are, and all stuff. And you started a lot of today's music, and I listen to it. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't make me feel bad. It makes me feel like when I was in my room, my little potion I was working on. Worked. Because right now, in the music game, all the way around the board, you have to do sing. If you can't do sing-song stuff, you're considered old school. So what I worked on, it worked. And it worked, and it blew up bigger than I thought. It entails every different facet of music. I've heard it on reggae. I heard it on Latin music. I've heard that style. I'm talking about that style. You know, we all know Drake. He is a big example of what I'm talking about. So I'm feeling bad because right now I'm what you would call the menu of the day. The menu of the day. The food of today is what I brought to the table. So I don't feel bad at all. I'm not.
Okay.
Nah. You know, because, you know, a lot of times when time passes you by, you'll be upset because you'll always dream back to the glory days. The glory days. I remember my style was, I'm not. My style is now. So I don't really worry about that. So all I do is continue to be a great student of the music field and stay focused. And right at this point in time, I'm working on quite a few different projects, and I'm waiting for the right team. It's just like sports. You get on the wrong team, I don't care how great you are, how good you are, you're not going to go anywhere. So you have to look for the right team, you know, and that's what I'm working at this point in time. You know, yeah, I've had offers, I've had great offers, great people, but I need the right offer. That's going to be compatible for both of us, not just me. You know, because I'm not in it, because this music field, to win a championship, you need a great team. For all you people out there, Kobe didn't win it by himself. Jordan didn't win it by himself. LeBron didn't win it by himself. Ray Allen didn't win it by itself. And we can go down the road, all the way down to the Venus Williams in assistant, Serena. They didn't win it by itself. They had a team. So I'm looking for the right team. You know?
Right.
Any other thing,
understand
I'm wasting my time. You know? Like now in the background right now, I'm playing instrumental to Forward to Go that I retrieved offline. Matter of fact, I got it on CD now. I got a press kit. I got a lot of different things. These pictures, black and white pictures of me and all that. When I was with New Bit Mob, and at this point in time, that's it inspires me to know that I did something good on this planet Earth besides go to the bathroom. So,
okay.
At that point, I still try to give insight on things that I went through, or because you as an orator, you have to write something that people can identify, and not hogwash, not something that the fans real. And everything that you hear from me is real. There's no fantasy or second person story. I heard it from the guy down the block. He was doing that. I went through it. Everything, because I used to say as a kid, if I'm talking crap and I didn't go through it, and a kid comes to me and asks me, "Did you do it?" And I say, "No." That's the person that I can inspire. That's gonna say, he's not gonna listen to nothing else I say. So I went through it myself, so I can shed light on the do's and don'ts and right and wrong. Because a lot of times, how can you talk about it if you didn't go through it? Oh, I watched it on TV. No, you have to go through it. And great writers go through a lot of adversity. Many great writers. You know, so that's how it goes. That's what it is. I'm going to give you a little page of something, one of my songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's true, you did inspire a lot of people, especially with that white suit on, and if you inspire people and people are still talking about the difference you've made, then that's a compliment within itself.
You're right.
What I have told people, that you were going to discuss the pros and cons of being in the entertainment business,
right.
One of the things I was going to ask you, since you have been in the entertainment business, you know a lot of people in the entertainment business. What are one of the things that has benefited you the most? Now, like the song.
What the most?
What has benefited you the most?
From
entertainment. What have you learned?
What I've learned is that what you, on the outside looking in, you swear you know, but you don't really know. Meaning that, what I'm saying this to you out there, a lot of people do music and say that they're in the music field because they're doing some views on YouTube. But a lot of times you don't know. Because until you get in that, I'm going to tell you, this girl, this lady, she posts stuff for Melissa Morgan. That's the lady that made that Fool's Paradise. I bought one of my friends over to the studio, and he was talking all that. Well, if I sell 10,000 CDs, that's just like being in a music game. She went in the back and pulled out a W-2 form and told him, like, listen, if you're not documented and you're not getting paid for it, you're not in the music game. And I say the same thing there. Now, I have a number on BMI. That's an account number I have. So every time my song sells, it goes click. There's a click. I get credit for it. It goes to my account. So that's the difference from being in music field and not being in. You have to be registered for something. For all you people out there, try to get yourself registered for something. Because even if it doesn't do anything today, it might be a hit tomorrow. And if you haven't registered, you're going to get credit for it.
Yes.
Me now, me now as an artist, I write on my own. I write all the time. I got enough stuff, like I told you before one time. I got enough stuff to give everybody in your family song. And then some.
Okay. All right.
It's something we call
so you have a catalog.
I have a, just like Tupac had one, I have a extensive catalog. Not but like oh well, ready? And I go run in the room and pick up and start scribbling. No, I got stuff ready, all right. I'm gonna give you a page, one of the songs. You turn this up in the background. Is this in the background? This is far away.
Yeah, I hear. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And this is an instrument. This is an instrumental. Yeah, I'm gonna do it like this. I'm gonna let you hear it. I got started over because we're talking and it just it ended. But I'm gonna give you a little something. So how's the weather down there?
The weather down here. Thank you for asking. It's hot. It's real hot down here. I can tell you that. Really hot. Too hot. It's raining.
Well,
it's been raining for about 2 or 3 days, but it's very hot.
Uh-huh.
A lot's going on. I found out I didn't have cancer, so I'm real glad about that. Things are going okay. It's been worse. It has been better. But it's a blessing to be alive.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to play your song, too.
All right. I'm sitting here and listening to Tune Again Later. Hold up, I'm picking up where I left off. Years later. Here's an update. Years later. Oh, you playing in the background?
Okay.
Oh, okay. my music, because those that came before me, they must have poured themselves into what they've been doing because it touched me. So I don't think that it would be right for me to not pour all myself into my music, because I'm giving gratitude to those that came before me. You know,
right.
and that's what I do. Like the other day, there was this group that influenced me. It was a rock group influenced me, and I played a piece for someone. They said, that is a group that inspired me, and they never knew that. So I was inspired as a kid in my room. I mean, matter of fact, my backyard, because I couldn't go outside. I'm sitting in the backyard. It's hot, like it's down where you at. It's hot outside, and I'm hearing the music. I'm on the radio, and I hear it's a record influence. And I'm going to say it's a record by for Paul McCartney. You know, you say,
Paul
what?
McCartney?
That's a white book.
What did you just say?
Paul McCartney. Okay. The guy, Paul McCartney from the Beatles. He had left the Beatles.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought he said.
Right. And he left a group, and he made a poem, his own group called Paul McCartney and Wings. There was a record he was playing, and it just hit me as a kid. And I never forgot the way that melodically they put the song together. And it influenced me. And it became a part of my repertoire. So, so I say this to all you fans, inspiring artists, don't close the window to that over there, because that's not you. Because that over there can be something that makes you get over the hump. If you sound like everybody around you, you're not going nowhere. Like now, I hear all the people that sounds like me, the star that I brought to the game. And I'll give credit to all those that did. So I don't want y'all to know that it was a team effort. When I say team, you had Domino doing it. You had Arrested Development doing it. So there was so many different people. And to this day, we got what's that member name? Drake is doing it right now.
Oh.
He's the leader of doing it. We could say Nelly at one time. So there's so many different people that gave it life.
Okay.
And it stands today, and I respect them all. Biggest thing I would love to do is like reggae people do. They'll get all the artists together and they'll do a collage. I think if we all come together and do a collage, we can give something that the fans would really love. You know?
Oh,
so I'm not.
You know what would be nice if the artists will all get together and do something similar to Ready for the World? Not Ready for the World. We are the children.
I understand.
Michael Jackson, Diana Ross.
Right.
Yeah, if you all could get together and do something like that, it'd be great.
Well,
we are the world.
Yes, we need to put our egos on the side and realize that it's not going nowhere. This is something that was graced and blessed to us for the most part high. You know? So stop thinking that, oh, you're going to lose. You're not going to lose nothing. You just keep focused on what you're doing. Take time out and work on it. Just like Muddy Waters influenced the Beatles.
Yes.
They didn't kick him to the curb. They respected him and they embraced him. And that's what us as artists need to do. Start embracing each other. Don't worry about, he's going to take my shine. You're not going to take your shine. If you're the sun, you're going to shine. If you move, you're false shine. You reflect this light from the sun. So stop that. So let's get together and do something together. You know?
Yeah.
I have no
do
problem.
You remember We Are the World? Yeah, Donna Ross, Michael Jackson,
yes.
A whole bunch of stars were in it.
Yes, Quincy Jones.
You remember then.
Yes,
Quincy Jones, Paul McCartney.
Right.
There's about 50 of them or more?
Yep.
So I don't know
yep.
how many
yep.
who listen to the show. No, remember, We Are the World. But a large group of singers and artists got together, about 50, I believe, and they sing the song We Are the World. And it was a song to bring unity. Every race was in there, and you know, we all
Right. Let
their distinct voices and talents to sing the song We Are the World. So, We Are the World, We Are the Children. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so
it would be
with
nice
this,
if they could do that. I know it doesn't seem like it could be did with all the hatred, you know, and killing
right.
things, but it would be something nice, you know, to see. You know,
yeah,
and the proceeds, if I'm not mistaken, the proceeds just go to a foundation. I don't know which foundation it was. But if you artists could come together and do something like that, that would be beautiful.
It would be
worthwhile.
It would be everybody bringing what their town has to the table. It's not about, this guy sounds like me. Y'all all sound like the same people. That means that we're all human. You know, we're not, you know, and we have to realize that if we don't do it now, it's going to crumble. But we have to put out all in and make the best that we have out of what we're doing, you know.
That's right.
So
and donate the proceeds, I don't know, to the NAACP, the United Movement for Africa, something, you know, Southern Christian Leadership Conference, divided among them all. I understand that President Obama, when he was president, he gave a lot of money for the Friends of Africa. And it might have been in the billion, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't did an interview with Obama. But that's basically what I was, you know, thinking about when you were talking about the different artists and things. You know, and maybe you're 50% or 40% of the proceeds to one of your favorite groups, or you all give 40% of the proceeds to one charity or something like that. Because, I mean, it's so much that could be done for the younger people. And
right.
it would benefit a whole lot of foundations as long as they actually got the money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, as long as they actually. But it would be nice. As a matter of fact, you ought to spearhead that.
I mean, personally, I think I would build something to help people have young people have a place to learn the skills. And the skills I'm talking about as music skills. I don't really think putting it to a lot of these organizations because a lot of them is crooked. You know, you give them the money, it may never get there.
Okay.
So you have to really,
maybe you could talk to some people and do something like that.
Well, I would. And then you have to worry about, when you have talent, you can't give it to the wrong person because they might use it wrong. Next thing you know,
you've got
a whole bunch of idiots out there. So when I'm listening to a lot of stuff out there, that's what I hear. Some people are using something that we brought to the table to make garbage. Yes, they're feeding their families and all that, but guess what? What they say? You can get a job at the post office.
Okay.
You don't have to put out crap.
So,
you know?
Right now, are you enjoying spending time with your family?
I'm enjoying spending time with my music. Because I know when it turns up, I'm not going to have this time no more. And then it's going to get so busy. All the work, all the writing and everything, I won't be able to do it. It won't be as good. You ever hear artists that puts out the first album? That sound real great. Then the second one to come out, it's all right, but it's not as good as the first one. Then the third one is plateau because they're busy now. Now they're busy. Now they're doing radio. They're doing installs. They're doing photography. They're doing magazines, they're fine here, so it's hard to be focused on your music anymore. So that's why they fall off. So that's why I write as much as I can now. So that when they jump off, I don't have to worry. I don't have to finish the tag, man. I'm trying to get back in that mode. I wrote it down.
Okay.
Every emotional feeling I went through, I wrote it down. So it will not be what you call sick tickets or something that is off the wall that has nothing to do with what's happening at this point in time. You know, I write for what's happening. What I say in one of them, I'm living on the edge. It's pushing buttons, no settlement, no reply, no discussion or alibi. But take hustle for the vibe. Keep brave and deep.
So you're perfecting yourself.
That's what I do. Yes, I do. All the time.
You're perfecting yourself.
Yeah. Even when you think.
So what else have you learned? Someone that's up and coming. What advice would you give them? Concerning contracts and connections and things. I know you just said how not to let people steal your ideas. You know, are you talking about copyright?
Yeah, your copyright. What you have, like I say, for those that are blessed to become professionals, your work automatically goes to your publishing company when you put it out. And one thing I'm going to tell you all, sister, somebody's telling me, do you know that you just put it on SoundCloud, it's copywritten, because the day that you put it on SoundCloud, that's the date that it's registered on SoundCloud. So registering your music is a little different. You know? Everything I put on SoundCloud is registered. So whoever puts it out after that time that I put it on SoundCloud, they can get sued. Because I put it out first. You know? So you utilize all the tools and things that are at your disposal these days. SoundCloud is a good thing. YouTube is a good thing. Upload your music. Upload your video or whatever. And if you got it, somebody's going to listen to it. Somebody's going to say, oh, yeah, this person. But you have to have it. Let me tell you a story. Every time I go in the studio, even if I'm not at my top, they know I have it.
Yeah.
I do something, never like, oh. You can hear it when a person has it. So if you have it, don't fool yourself. I got it because your friend tell you. No.
What impressed me the most about you was your confidence. You have such great confidence, and it still does, because you have an opportunity right now. We cannot use your name with a major artist who really paved the way for a lot of people. And you're refusing to sign a contract. And I'm still impressed by that, because most people, you know, would have, you know, just jumped at the opportunity to, you know, just to be on there. But you thought it through, and you told me, I'm not going already to, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to sign to this contract. It's right.
Right. And if they don't want to give me the fair shake, it'll just stay in the wind. Because I haven't stopped practicing. I haven't stopped working on new stuff. So, like I was saying,
you have a major deal, and I admire you. Because you remind me a little bit of what I've never met Mr. Charlie Murphy. I know he's deceased. But what I do know is that he turned down some major money. And you know, that just goes to show you that money isn't everything.
Right. I'm gonna tell
Prince Roger Nelson, when he was living, proved that, and that's what I see. In a way, I see doing what Mr. Charlie Murphy is deceased now, what he did, and Prince, when he had the symbol slave on his face. You know, I'm seeing that, and you're avoiding that. You might be more Mr. Charlie Murphy, because he turned down millions of dollars.
Yeah, I'm not. No.
And that's a lot of people wouldn't have. a lot of people will jump at the opportunity that you have. But you know what? You've got dignity. And you also have great insight. And, you know, that makes me respect you even more than what I did before I met you last year, talked to you last year.
Right. Right. I'm going to say this to you. When you're an upcoming artist and you get your first contract, you're so excited, right? My first contract, I was so excited. Oh, I finally got a contract. And my cousin was looking at the contract different. Said, I ain't signing. And I was pissed because it got taken off the table because we didn't sign it. But from that point, I learned a little something. And when I signed with Warner Brothers, I learned something. And I realized that I'm the talent. And if you look at all these horror stories of people that came before that got ripped off, it's because they were thirsty, they were hungry, and they didn't care about what was going to happen to them under the table. Me, I'm looking like this. If you feel that my stuff is all that good, what I'm doing, you're going to work a way for me and you to do something. If we are not doing nothing together, I still got the talent. I still got the fan base. And I will get to the same place anyway.
Okay. You know? Yeah, that's what impressed me about you, your confidence, that your self-esteem. I know some men have a low self-esteem like women, which is no excuse to beat the crap out of a woman. There's no excuse for a woman either to mentally abuse a man. But what I learned about you is your self-esteem. There are men who do have low self-esteem. It's not talked about a lot. So, but they do. But the ones who are beating the crap out of him, I don't call that low self-esteem at all. I just call that pretty mean, evil. But you're not one of those men who have a low self-esteem. Even after all this time, your confidence is probably better than what it was when you were making your albums and things. Because you said, well, I'm just not, you told me before, about a couple hours before this show, I'm just not going to sign it. It's just not right the way it is. And you can sit there and look at them like, whoa. Whoa.
I'll tell you,
you may have turned down maybe $500,000 or something.
Yeah. I'll say
or more. Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm thinking he left that on the table. I'm thinking now I have a lot of respect for you, even more so. I mean, you're talking a major artist, so you paved the way for thousands of people who are singing in this day and age.
That's right. I just feel like this. If I'm a major artist, I'm going to make sure everything that I'm working with, or persons I'm working with, is going to get a fair shake. Because guess what? I was that person at one time. Me is a little different. I came through one of them. And I know what I've done. And, you know, I know how it sells around the world. So there's no way I'm going to jump in there and you're going to give me, what you call it, table crap. I'm not taking table crap. Treat me like they treat you, and we'll get the best. I'll give you the best. But I can't do it, and you're going to go off in the sunset. I'm be on the side of the road saying, well, I will work for food. No, that don't make no sense. So it has to be feasible for both of us. I'm not against you because I love a lot of your music. I'm just being a little kid listening to music. I'm just going to kiddie parties in here.
Okay.
And I know what impact you had on the full West Coast hip hop sound. The whole West Coast.
Who did you just say? Who did you just say?
I'll say George Clinton influenced the whole West Coast. The whole West Coast. You listen to Drake?
Yes, sir. So, yeah, he did. He's a great artist. He definitely is.
Yes, he is.
So, so what's next? Besides working on your career and things like that, what else is next?
Well, what is next? I want to put out some shirts with the new brand. I got 3-4 shirts. Excuse me. I got 3-4 shirts I got to print with my man that does shirts of the new brand. Different single pictures, album pictures, you name it, of Louis Mob. So I might put some Louis Mob shirts out online. I will put that out. That will be coming out because I have 3 or 4 different shirts as examples. So I know what to do with that. From that, I would work with a young artist, but I have to find the right one. When God force touches me to touch somebody and tells me that's the right person to work with, I will work with. But I'm not putting out a Charles Manson. That's not happening. When I say Charles Manson, somebody just talking off crazy that just don't make sense. You know, I understand we're writers and we like to put fantasy. But it has to make some sense. It can't be, I'm going to the house and kill my mom, then I'm going down the street, I'm eat a whole cereal, then after that I'm going to the filler station and I'm taking a car. No. Logic, you got to use logic, some kind of logic. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Because bottom line is, you get locked up for that, you will be coming home. When are you going to be coming home? Never worry. You will never worry because you won't be coming home. So use your brain. You know, use your creative essence, because that's what made those that came before. So don't come with that superhero. I jumped out that car doing 100 miles an hour. Then I got up and started running down the block. Then after that, I waved at the girl across the street. But from there, I jumped over a fence. Then after that, I got on a horse and I rode down. No. I mean, that's great for you when you're in your house. But when you start touching the world, you got to make some kind of sense. Because somebody out there is listening. Somebody out there needs inspiration. So say something to make sense that might save that person's life.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
okay.
Like I said, everything.
We got about 3 minutes in this. We have about 3 minutes into this show. Ice Water. Is there anything you would like to let the people know that's pertinent, that you feel that's important for them to hear about you or to know about you?
All right. You can go to YouTube and look up New Wind Mob and see the track while they go to the video. And you can go to YouTube and go on the Ice Water Formula New Wind Mob and see a couple of videos I got up. Now, you can go to this is my email, NUEIANMOB@yahoo.com. I say it one more time. NUEIANMOB@yahoo.com. Feel free to get in contact with me. If y'all want to work together, we can do work. If you want to chat,
okay.
Chat. But realize this, I am focused on this music like you are when you go to the toilet bowl. If you don't focus,
okay.
You're going to doodle on the floor. So you got to keep focused. All right? And you...
Right.
You're doing a great job, and it's a great job for your community and the people out there that need the inspiration. One time I was listening to one of your shows, you were talking about relationships. I really like what you think.
Thank you.
I respect that. Yeah. Okay. So, for me to you, keep putting it on. Put it on. Tell them like
thank
this.
Thank you.
There's no show without you.
Thank you.
Keep it G'd up.
You made me feel really good.
You made my afternoon. Thank you. And always realize this. You know all those clowns? You know when they clowns and acting like clowns? Because the circus left.
Yeah, you know my deal. You know my story when it comes to men. Never been did right. I got a soft one. No, I always blame myself. Don't know why. He
but
just,
you know what?
Just, you know.
Don't worry about it. You stay focused. The things that God gave you, the goddess gave you, and all that
uh-huh.
is going to come. Look at me, like
yeah.
I told you. I want to be back my daughter's mother. I love my daughter's mother to this day. But we're not together physically. And I stay focused on my music. When it's time for what to happen, it's going to happen. But I know that God, the goddess is saying, stay focused on this. Stay focused on your craft. Everything else is going to come. Same thing I'm telling you. I don't give you no more information that I wouldn't give myself. Stay focused, and everything else is going to come.
Okay. All right.
Don't worry
Thank
about
you.
That. Well, I'm, don't worry about that. I'm, the time is late. It's not late. Everything's on right time. You know, not no time, right time. And everything, you'll be good. All right? I had a lovely
All right,
time
thank
on
you.
The show. And you know, I'm going to tell you something.
Yes.
Feed them cats.
Feed them
cats.
These cats. Oh, they're eating too much. These cats are sitting right here
right,
on the
that's
right. They are
eating
too much.
Yeah.
Are you talking about winter and summer? Oh, yeah, they're
yeah.
sweet.
That's
I,
right.
I got to get them something
that's
so they'll stop scratching. They don't have the rabies shot, the worm shot. Now they got to get, now this one, you got to get an old cat shot so they don't go blind and stuff.
Oh, that's
he's almost,
yeah, he's
winter walking. Is almost 107. Those are my babies.
That's
yeah,
your
they're
home.
My
right
right
that's
winter.
Your home.
Winston, you my company? I got two black cats with yellow eyes, which is a coincidence.
They,
I have,
that's good.
They said yellow mm-hmm. almost, but Winston, I can tell Winston's got a big head and big eyes. His head is bigger than Summer. Summer is the kitten I got about 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. They had to be fixed and rabies shots and all that, so they wouldn't have a lot of
well,
kittens.
Right.
Yeah, they said.
Well, you know.
They're very old, especially Winter. He's been here for about 13 years with me, maybe 14. So the place I'm living in, I've been in just one place for 15 years. I haven't moved. So maybe
okay.
that's the problem.
Okay.
But anyway,
okay.
thank you. You made me feel a whole lot better. And
hey.
don't stay a stranger. Call me sometimes.
No, I got you, Mom. What happened is I had to, I remember I had the old number. And it was in
my
phone, and then
my
phone was some crazy crap. Yeah, that was some crazy reason I couldn't call you. I didn't know why I couldn't call you. But I got you now.
Okay.
So,
call sometimes. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know what it's like in New York. You know, I've only been there a couple of times. It was to Rochester.
Okay.
And I told
you
that was a lot of farmland. It was about, 15 years ago, 20 years ago? And I haven't been back since.
I got you.
Well, we got one more minute.
All right.
You
so you tell
like
all the people out there, I stay up like a black box in handcuffs, exhausted, lyrics, the body in the heat toss. Come on, scale niggas, I ain't rattle shoes. That's all I'm saying because it's only a minute, y'all. This is homegirl Angela Butler doing her thing. Shout out.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Go. All right.
All right. Thank you.
I'll
Shout
call
out
you later.
All right.
One one.
You have a good night.
You
everyone.
Too.
You've been. All right, good night. I like people.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. It's Icework of the group Nubian Mom. And like I said, he had a great opportunity. And you know what? He didn't exactly turn it down, but he's waiting until they get it right. And that takes a lot of self-esteem. It really does. That takes a lot of confidence and self-esteem and faith in God. I you know, it just takes a lot for a person to walk away from something like that, from a contract that they don't feel is right. And that makes me respect Icework even more than what I already did. You know, I don't know if I could have walked away. I don't know if I could. But, you know, I've never been offered that. But I don't believe I'd walk away from that. But that's what makes him so great, his self-esteem in itself, his confidence. And also, he's been through, if you go to YouTube, you can see Far Away. The group he was in was called Nubian Mob. You can still look at it on YouTube. He's the nice-looking black man in the white suit, and it's also very white suit. It's sparkling white. It's really nice-looking. So go to YouTube and check out Far Away by the Nubian Mob. All right, everyone, have a good night.
And while we make more e-commerce